This was such a personal story for you, and you've gone through, again, this sort of a fellowship process and everything else. Were there situations where you found that you had to kind of fight or just break rules in order to tell the story the way you wanted to tell it?
Yes, I did, and I had to take risks. And I had to really hone the barometer of, like, what was right about the story and what really was belonged on screen, and sort of just hope that something that felt kind of risky might work, because it was real. You know, it was like my truth. I haven't seen a lot of characters like Bridget, a woman. You know, she sort of goes against the conventional hero's journey hero, who's this active protagonist in pursuit of one objective, this tangible. You know, Bridget's a character that's really struggling with who she is and who she's become and her own agency. She's somebody that I relate to. She's a caretaker. You know, she's a she's a pleaser, people pleaser. She doesn't want to disappoint anyone. She doesn't want to make too much noise in the room or be the bad guy. She's a good girl. She grew up a good Catholic girl. She's a good girl. And I think you just get to a point where you're like, fuck, is this really what I want to be in my one life?
Right.
You know, and then Michael's character is like this voice that I have in my head saying, you're a liar, you know. What do you care? Like, why are you making this so hard on everyone? Just tell people what you really feel. And I struggle with it. I get annoyed with myself about that. And but that is a risky character to put forward, because it's not something we see very often, and it certainly goes against the conventional hero's journey of an active protagonist. It's like, in search of this one, you know. She's, like, kind of lost at the beginning. And discovers her agency over the course of the story. And that was a tough, like, I think that was felt risky for some of the people that, you know, had an investment in the movie in one way or another.
Right.
And I there was some fighting. Let's be diplomatic. There was
some debate.
Yeah, there was just some negotiation about that. And, and I think there was also some, trying to sort of assure, I couldn't quite see the vision, but I would show the movie every couple of weeks when we were editing to, like, a very small group, because you just need fresh eyes. And,
right.
And there were some women that saw the movie then, and they were like, I am this woman, you know? And that, I knew that was something that it was important to me for a woman to say, I am this woman, you know? But it's, you know, it's risky, but whatever. I think you can only make the movies for yourself, right?
Right.
You can't really make something for someone else, for other people. You'll just fail miserably, I think.
You know, I think that's the interesting struggle and issue that we have, again, with this idea of diversity.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, what tends to happen is that story for whatever group that is seen as the target audience for it ends up becoming the story for the group.
Mm.
Instead of just...
Yeah.
A story.
One story.
Yeah.
Among
right.
really
You're,
infinite
You
stories.
Told your story.
Right.
There are a host of other stories out there.
Yes.
Same issues, same family dynamics that are going to play out in completely different ways.
Totally.
And they should.
Yeah.
They should.
Totally.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the rule-breaking thing has been part of all of these interviews I've done so far, and I'm kind of fascinated by it because it took me talking about it in the very first interview to realize that for writing, everything is always about you learn the rules. When you're a kid in school, you learn your rules of grammar, you're not supposed to break those rules. Even though sometimes when you're reading, you're in composition classes or you're studying literature, you're reading writers who broke rules all the time. But you're totally not supposed to break the rules.
Yeah.
So you're indoctrinated with that idea. And to a certain extent, film feels like it can kind of do that too.
Yeah.
You know, you have your genre conventions.
Totally.
And, you know, you're supposed to, you know, because we're comfortable, we're accepting an understanding of the, of how those things are supposed to play out. But at some point, you have to break them.
Oh, for sure.
And it feels like it's easier for filmmakers to do that.
Than writers?
Yeah.
Definitely. I think so. I think you have to be disruptive in a way to really do anything uniquely yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. It's, you know, it's very scary, but, and I agree with you that there's not, you know, not one, that's what's frustrating. It's like, there's never one, these sort of films that are diverse feel like this niche thing, you know, it's like eating our spinach and it's this niche thing and, you know, women's movies are just for women and, you know, women are on Venus and only women want to visit there. And,
mm-hmm.
I just think that, like, it's so enriching to work with people who are diverse, who come from diverse backgrounds. It's so inspiring and enriching. And I had a cast and I had a crew full of, you know, we shot in Chicago. I had a crew that was from all over, all walks of life, and they were all so committed to this and so wonderful. We just had a, you know, it just really made us all feel like colleagues,
mm-hmm.
rather than we were working, you know, working on this niche thing. You know, we're all this one group working on this one story that, you know, it was just like we were colleagues,
right.
You know. And we learned from each other.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my producers were men, and they learned from me, and I learned from them. And I just think the more we can integrate that,
right,
the better. And, like, you know, and sort of just have that be the new normal,
mm-hmm.
and then talk about movies again.
Right.
That'll be really great.
Well, I mean, gosh, that was kind of sums up sort of everything that I was kind of thinking and hoping that we were going to get out of this conversation.
Oh, good.
Because, yeah, I feel like, and again, that last comment you made just about the idea of everyone on that set, you know, in most cases with most films that are made, you probably, if you're going to talk about diversity, that's where you see it.
Yeah.
The
crew.
That entire crew of people that are there.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see all walks of life, all kinds of people and experiences and everything else. And maybe if we thought more about film within that context,
yes,
we'd actually get a little further.
Yes, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my producers, Bill Holderman, went and made Book Club after we shot our movie, the movie Book Club with
mm-hmm.
all those wonderful, those wonderful treasure women. And I think he had, you know, there was some question about him directing those women.
Right.
And, you know, and he's like, he's great. And he's really a champion of, you know, he's a guy you want on your team no matter what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the answer can ever be that we can only tell the stories that we ourselves have walked.
Right.
What a bleak landscape, right?
Yeah.
What a slippery slope and a bleak creative landscape. We're artists, and, like, the joy, the fun, the you know, it takes so much energy and blood, sweat, and tears to, like, want to mine a story, create a universe out of nothing,
mm-hmm.
That you really have to be fabulously curious and working stuff out about something in order to create that energy to create that universe. And if we can only tell the stories about, or the same stories, or the same...
Mm-hmm.
You know, or the things that we have personal experience with, you know, then it's just, there's not going to be enough of that curiosity to drive that energy forward, I think.
Right. Right.
I just think it'll be such a cool day. Like, I would love to see some of these franchise movies, like, told through the lenses of some of my favorite independent filmmakers, and to see what their, you know, their Marvel movie would look like, or their Star Wars would look like.
Right.
I
think we're getting closer to
that. We are. And that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Exciting. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.